The board of the Commonwealth Bank is under growing pressure to financially punish or sack senior executives who allegedly allowed the bank's intelligent deposit machines to be used for money laundering. While the bank's chief executive, Ian Narev, says he plans to remain in the top job, fund managers are urging the CBA board to make hard decisions to counter concerns about the bank's culture. John Abernathy, the chief investment officer at Clime Asset Management, which holds CBA shares, believes a royal commission might now be necessary. Mr. Abernathy spoke with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Well, they'd be seriously embarrassed because ultimately they're responsible for these issues. And so the board has to make a decision regarding culpability. But I'm sure they're going to push it back towards management, saying you've put us in a serious situation here. And ultimate responsibility has to be borne by the management, and decisions have to be made regarding what action has to be taken.
What sort of situation does this put Ian Narev in as chief executive?
He'd be seriously embarrassed about this, as you should be. But the person responsible, or the people responsible, have to bear the consequences. The higher up the pay scale, the responsibility, I think, grows. And ultimate responsibility probably means that someone has to lose their job on something like this.
Should Ian Narev lose his job over this?
I doubt it. If he doesn't take swift action on the people who are responsible, then I think that the board has to make the consequences very clear to those responsible.
But during his tenure as chief executive, Ian Narev has overseen a number of scandals of financial planning, CommInsure, now the AUSTRAC allegations. Surely the board would be asking very hard questions about how the CBA has been managed.
We're paying very high salaries to people who are custodians of business, and this is where probably the managing director has got some worries. And now his job is to fix it. Now, if he's incapable of fixing it, then I guess you're right. He has to take the consequences.
So you're saying that pay cuts or cuts to bonuses just won't do it in this case?
No, I think the bonus thing is nonsense. I think the banking sector as a whole has to start thinking about these pay scales. Surely the God someone is responsible. And the questions will be asked for the board. Well, if you're not actually forcing the consequences down on those who did it, then you have to take the consequences yourself, and maybe you guys should resign. So someone has to go here. Otherwise, as I said, you know, it's a bit of a joke.
Is there an argument for renewal at all of those senior levels of the CBA?
Given the number of issues which are developing, it's seriously saying, well, we have to review what's going on here.
Changes to the board, changes to senior management, changes to CEO maybe?
It could be, and it may take 5 to 10 years. I mean, that's your issue. You can't do it overnight, but you've got to have a will, and you've got to have a plan, and you've got to recognise there are issues, and they shouldn't be dismissed.
So given these new allegations, is it time for a Royal Commission to get to the bottom of banking culture?
All the banks have issues, but I think a Royal Commission of some sort may help clear the air. When you get banks the size we have in our community, that regulatory regime should be turned up a notch, not turned down a notch.
John Abernathy, the Chief Investment Officer at Clime Asset Management, with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.